Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 23rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Celebri School powers into Q4 with 13 franchising signings, 7 openings, and new growth initiatives. Celebri School is powering into Q4 with significant momentum, including 13 new franchise agreements representing 23 schools year-to-date. They have also opened 7 new schools and launched a new electronic real estate management platform to streamline site development. Additionally, they have appointed Casey Larkin as Director of Design and Construction to strengthen their leadership team. Celebri's growth is driven by passionate franchisees across the country, with new agreements signed in multiple states. The company's success is attributed to their commitment to nurturing children and supporting families, building trust, and creating lasting change. To learn more about Celebri School franchising opportunities, visit their website. SoiTech Group GmbH invites holders of the bond 2018-2026 to the second bondholders meeting on the 8th of October 2025. SoiTech Group GmbH has announced that the voting without a meeting for the bond 2018-2026 did not reach the required quorum, prompting a second bondholders meeting on the 8th of October 2025. The company invites bondholders to actively participate in the meeting in Sonnenbuhl. A quorum of 25% is needed for planned measures. SoiTech will reimburse participants 0.5% of the outstanding nominal value, at least €75,000 per deposit, pending the quorum. The company is in talks to sell a partial portfolio to finance the bond repayment. Bondholders are urged to vote in favor of resolutions, including deferring repayment by 6 months. For more information, visit SoiTech's website.
Q&A with Jonathan Aberman, co-founder of Hupside. Jonathan Aberman, co-founder of Hupside, is redefining human potential in an AI-driven world. Hupside's original intelligence measures originality as a business differentiator. With expertise in venture investing and tech commercialization, Jonathan is a trusted guide for leaders navigating AI transformation. AI adoption lacks ROI for 95% of companies, highlighting the need for AI-ready talent. Hupside's HupChecker platform quantifies originality through the original intelligence quotient, helping organizations assess AI readiness and generate novel ideas. AI efficiency creates homogenization, making originality essential for lasting advantage. Hupside's approach focuses on measuring outcomes, not traits, to surface original thinking. The platform helps build AI-ready teams by making originality visible and measurable, guiding training and development. In government and the private sector, Hupside supports leaders in assessing originality and combining AI with human insight for strategic differentiation. Originality is becoming the defining measure of human value in an AI-dominated world, and Hupside plays a key role in ensuring humans lead with imagination and insight.
Canvas Worldwide expands West Coast headquarters with move to El Segundo, Calif. Canvas Worldwide, an independent media agency, is expanding its West Coast headquarters with a move to El Segundo, California. The company has signed a new 68,301-square-foot office lease at 2330 Utah Avenue, representing a relocation from its current Playa Vista location. Canvas Worldwide provides innovative marketing solutions for brands and services clients like Hyundai, Kia, Amazon, and more. The new headquarters reflects the company's growth, culture of innovation, and investment in its people and clients. JLL represented Canvas Worldwide in the lease, with the new space designed to foster collaboration and accommodate growth. El Segundo Mayor Chris Pimentel welcomes Canvas Worldwide, highlighting the city's appeal to media and creative tenants. Shell Game Changer Accelerator, powered by NREL, announces 5 startups for 7th cohort. The Shell Game Changer Accelerator, powered by NREL, has selected 5 startups for its 7th cohort. These startups will receive $250,000 each in funding to collaborate with NREL researchers and accelerate technology development. 2 companies will focus on future feedstocks, including Aquora Biosystems and Consolidated Carbon. 3 companies will work on electrochemical pathways to fuels, including Renew CO2, SkyRe, and Sora Fuel. These companies are tackling waste and fuel production challenges with innovative approaches. GCXN's total portfolio now includes 28 startups, collectively raising over $940 million and hiring more than 486 people. For more information, visit gcxnrel.com.
Starfighter Space's supersonic F-104 flight capabilities propel GE Aerospace's successful ramjet flight tests. GE Aerospace announced the successful supersonic captive carry flight tests of its Atlas flight test vehicle, showcasing solid fuel ramjet technology. The system was carried aloft on a Starfighter's F-104 aircraft, reaching supersonic speeds in 3 successful flights. The Atlas project, funded by the Department of War, aims to extend munitions range. These tests validate key performance capabilities for future systems requiring enhanced speed and range. GE Aerospace's broader investments in high-speed propulsion include acquiring Innoveering in 2022 and upgrading test infrastructure at multiple facilities. With a global team of 53,000 employees, GE Aerospace is committed to inventing the future of flight. Learn more at www.gaerospace.com. Q&A with Landon Cooley, co-founder and CEO of PestShare. Landon Cooley, CEO and co-founder of PestShare, has 17 years of experience in pest management and is leading the way in transforming the industry. PestShare's software as a service is revolutionizing pest control, turning it into a revenue-generating amenity for property managers. With a recent $28 million Series A funding round, PestShare is expanding nationwide and becoming a category-defining company. By automating pest control, service dispatch, and connecting residents with vetted providers, PestShare is creating value for property managers by improving service quality, reducing operational headaches, and unlocking new revenue streams. Leveraging deep industry expertise and modern AI technology, PestShare is staying ahead of competitors and building high-performing teams focused on transparency, accountability, and a shared vision. With over 300,000 residential units serviced in 48 states and partnerships with companies like Remax and Roofstock, PestShare is poised for continuous growth and strategic development in the rental housing market. Tech Media Breaks, Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCID, BSAI, signs LOI to lease NEFI Utah site for modular data center expansion. Blue Sky AI Inc., a neocloud company, has signed a letter of intent to lease a 16,000-square-foot site in NEFI, Utah, for its next SkyMod deployment. The site will support up to 4 megawatts of capacity with a 10-year lease term and base rent starting at $4,000 per month. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio highlighted NEFI's power and resilience as key for democratizing high-performance compute access. Blue Sky AI's SkyMods aim to provide speed-to-market AI infrastructure for various entities. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a platform focusing on tech companies, delivering news, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions.
Q&A with Jamie Hopkins, Executive Vice President and Chief Wealth Officer at WSFS Bank. Jamie Hopkins, Executive Vice President and Chief Wealth Officer at WSFS Bank, leads the firm's wealth management segment and serves as CEO of Bryn Mawr Trust Advisors. Hopkins focuses on strategic growth initiatives, aligning financial advice and trust services, and overseeing private wealth and institutional trust operations. With a background at Carson Group and as founder of the FinServe Foundation, Hopkins emphasizes the importance of education in estate planning for consumers and business owners. He advises consolidating financial accounts, simplifying where possible, and regularly checking in with a financial advisor. Hopkins stresses the need for proactive succession planning for business owners, highlighting the benefits of trusts in estate planning. Bryn Mawr Trust's unique approach offers a one-stop shop for clients, coordinating investments, taxes, financial planning, business planning, and estate planning under one framework. In the Greater Delaware Valley, Hopkins addresses the specific challenges faced by local business owners, emphasizing the importance of liquidity and succession planning to ensure business continuity and growth.
New York City Regional Center Managed Entity provides funding for 11th charter school in New York City. The New York City Regional Center has closed $15 million in new market tax credit financing for the Charter School for Law and Social Justice in the Bronx. This marks the 11th charter school in the city to receive funding from a New York City Regional Center managed entity, with 8 located in the Bronx. The financing will support the renovation of a building to house a new middle school and community daycare center, benefiting 330 students and approximately 160 children, respectively. This investment aligns with the charter school's mission to serve underserved communities in the Bronx, founded in 2015 to provide an inclusive educational program focused on law and social justice. The New Market Tax Credit Program, established by Congress in 2000, aims to stimulate private investment in low-income neighborhoods, providing federal income tax credits to investors in exchange for equity investments in these communities.
Tech Media Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, IZO, OTCQO ZF 1R3, integrates radiation dose personalization into IZOVIEW Breast CT system. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company specializing in advanced breast cancer imaging technologies, has introduced a radiation dose personalization feature in its IZOVIEW Breast CT imaging system. This innovation utilizes a radiation-free optical pre-scan and custom software to calculate personalized dosing based on each patient's breast size, simplifying exam setup and enhancing comfort. Developed in collaboration with UC Davis Medical Center, IZOVIEW is the first breast CT system to offer real-time personalized dosing. With the global breast imaging market expected to reach $8.69 billion by 2030, Isotropic is progressing IZOVIEW through the FDA pre-market approval process and gearing up for pivotal U.S. trials to facilitate commercialization in the U.S. and European markets.
Sahuayo, Mexico launches digital public procurement one-stop shop with Glass, Michoacán's first fully paperless procurement system. The municipality of Sahuayo in Mexico has launched its digital public procurement one-stop shop, a historic move in modernizing municipal management. Partnering with Glass, a Silicon Valley technology company, Sahuayo becomes the first municipality in Michoacán to implement such a platform. The system, powered by Glass's G-commerce platform, aims to streamline procurement processes, increase efficiency in public spending, and support local micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. Already digitalizing over 700 purchase requests in just 2 months, the platform is transforming traditional paper-based processes into a fully digital and traceable system. With plans to expand to cover various types of transactions, Sahuayo sets an example of how technological innovation can drive local development and modern governance.
Husband and wife duo celebrate grand opening of third Jet Set Pilates studio in Tampa Bay. Jet Set Pilates, the modern reformer Pilates franchise, celebrates the grand opening of its third Tampa area studio in Carrollwood. Owned by husband and wife duo Lauren and Patrick Christopher, this luxury studio expands the brand's presence in the city. The Christophers' vision is to create a vibrant jet set community where Pilates is accessible to all levels. The Carrollwood studio will host a grand opening event on October 4th, featuring a ribbon cutting and complimentary vendor market. With plans to open 8 locations in Tampa Bay, Jet Set Pilates offers high-end classes combining strength, cardio, and Pilates-inspired movements. For more information, visit their website or follow them on Instagram. Investor News Breaks: Onar Holding Corporation, OTCQB Onar, closes acquisition of Retina AI to expand predictive marketing capabilities. Onar Holding Corporation, a leading AI-powered marketing technology company and agency network, has announced the successful acquisition of Retina AI, a marketing intelligence platform specializing in early customer lifetime value prediction. The all-stock deal follows Onar's recent acquisition of Juice, a top-ranked performance agency. With Retina's advanced deep learning CLV and ROI modeling, Onar plans to integrate these capabilities across existing agency clients and drive revenue growth. CEO Claude Zdano highlighted the immediate cross-sell opportunities and enhanced ROI visibility for clients. To learn more about Onar, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Blow Blow Dry Bar opens first Rhode Island location in East Greenwich. Blow Blow Dry Bar, North America's original Blow Dry Bar franchise, is opening its first Rhode Island location in East Greenwich on October 3rd. The grand opening celebration will be on October 16th at 1000 Division Street, Unit 64. The bar will offer signature blowouts, a la carte add-ons, hair treatments, and makeup services. Special promotions include $75 for 75 founding members and a $45 blowout special from October 3rd to October 16. Owned by Maria M. Pereca, the East Greenwich Bar is her first of three planned locations in Rhode Island. Inspired by her family's small business background, Pereca aims to create a space for guests to decompress and feel confident. Blow Blow Dry Bar emphasizes self-care and wellness, offering a variety of hairstyles, makeup services, and expert stylists available 7 days a week. For more information or to book an appointment, visit the website or contact the East Greenwich Bar directly.
Hong Kong Cinema at Busan 2025 successfully held, promoting Hong Kong film production, enhancing international exchange and cooperation. The Hong Kong Cinema at Busan 2025 promotional campaign successfully showcased Hong Kong film production, enhancing international exchange and cooperation. Organized by the CCIDA, FDC, and HKTDC, the campaign included exhibitions and networking activities to strengthen Hong Kong's position as a cultural exchange center. The event provided a platform for local filmmakers to interact with international industry peers, fostering collaboration opportunities. Sylvia Chang, producer of Measure in Love, received the Camellia Award at the Busan International Film Festival. A Hong Kong pavilion featured film companies like Kapu Films Limited and Golden Network Asia Limited. A memorandum of understanding was signed to enhance collaboration in film talent development between Hong Kong and South Korea. Representatives from the HKTC shared market insights at the Asian Film Market Leaders Summit, highlighting Hong Kong's role as a primary film market in Asia.
Biomed Newsbreak's Solagenics Inc., AX, appoints Thomas J. Philipson, PhD, as strategic advisor. Solagenics Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on rare diseases, has appointed Thomas J. Philipson, PhD, as a strategic advisor. Dr. Philipson, an expert in U.S. economic and healthcare policy, brings extensive experience to the role. Solagenics CEO Christopher J. Schaber, PhD, highlighted Philipson's expertise as the company advances its lead product candidate, Hybrite. Dr. Philipson expressed excitement in supporting Solagenics' mission to bring treatments for rare diseases to market. To learn more about Solagenics and its developments, visit the company's newsroom.
Ex-Salesforce VP Ken Van Houwen joins And Digital as Chief AI Officer to lead next-generation capabilities and technical excellence. And Digital, the international technology consultancy company, has appointed Ken Van Houwen as Chief AI Officer to lead the company's AI, automation, and intelligent systems practice area. In his dual role, Van Houwen will drive And Digital's practice areas model, ensuring deep expertise across all strategic capabilities. With a career spanning Capgemini, Salesforce, and PA Consulting, Van Houwen brings a track record of delivering transformational change. He specializes in initiatives that enhance customer experience and strengthen corporate decision-making. As Chief AI Officer, Van Houwen aims to lead through technical excellence, connecting technology to customer value, and building sustainable AI economics at enterprise scale. CEO Paramjit Uppal notes that Van Houwen's appointment underscores the company's commitment to expertise and differentiation in an AI-driven future.
Winners of the Future I.O. CSO Awards North America 25 announced. The most important Chief Sustainability Officers of North America were honored at the Future I.O. CSO Awards. Eric Hansen from Workday received the Gold Award, while Jackie Jung from Western Digital and Susan Uthayakumar from Prologis took home the Silver and Bronze Awards, respectively. Special Honor Awards were given to Annika Dubral from Tiffany & Co. and Anne Tracy from Colgate-Palmolive. Ara Erickson from Weyerhaeuser received the Sustainable Supply Chain Award. Jennifer Motlas from Philip Morris International won the Peer Award. The winners were selected by a grand jury, including influential voices like John Elkington and Sandrine Dixon DeCleve. The CSO Awards aim to inspire ambitious sustainability efforts and recognize leaders in the field.
Biomed News Breaks. 51 Labs Inc., OTCFATY, engages PCAOB auditor to support planned OTCQB uplist. 51 Labs Inc. has engaged a PCAOB auditor to conduct audits of its 2024 and 2025 financial statements. This move supports the company's planned uplisting to the OTCQB venture market, which requires strict reporting and governance standards. CEO Paul Arora emphasized the importance of transparency and corporate governance, aiming to boost investor confidence as the company advances biotech and wellness initiatives. 51 AI Labs, a subsidiary of 51 Labs Inc., focuses on AI-driven drug repurposing to create smarter therapies. For more information, visit 51labs.com. Trinity Hunt partners Brand's healthcare advisory platform as Acuvance and continues acquisitions. Trinity Hunt Partners has rebranded its healthcare advisory platform as Acuvance, bringing together leading firms to offer expertise in strategic, operational, financial, clinical, technology, and compliance solutions for healthcare organizations. Acuvance, formed through Trinity Hunt's investment in Coker, has made 5 strategic acquisitions and is actively seeking more to enhance its services. CEO Josh Nazarian emphasizes the platform's mission to help healthcare organizations navigate challenges with clarity and confidence. Acuvance's growth strategy includes acquisitions, talent investments, and expanding service capabilities. The platform's leadership team, including experts in finance, development, marketing, talent, and integrations, aims to establish Acuvance as a leader in healthcare advisory. Trinity Hunt Partners highlights Acuvance's vision and capabilities to drive success in the healthcare industry.
Intention.ly unveils custom client portal and mobile app to elevate client experience. Intention.ly, the leading growth engine financial services firms, has launched a custom-built client portal and mobile app, available online and on iOS and Android. The platform aims to set a new standard for client experience by offering transparency, accountability, and collaboration. Clients can access Intention.ly content, strategy documents, performance reports, messaging frameworks, project plans, and more. They can also communicate directly with their dedicated team. CEO Kelly Waltrich emphasizes the company's role as a growth partner. This launch coincides with Intention.ly's expansion of solutions, including the AI lab and operations and technology offering. For more information, visit Intention.ly.
LabConnect teams up with the Bracken Group to expand radiopharmaceutical support services. LabConnect, a leading provider of global central laboratory and support services for clinical trials, has announced a strategic collaboration with the Bracken Group to enhance its radiopharmaceutical support capabilities. With industry growth estimated between 15% and 20% annually, this partnership positions LabConnect to better serve biotech and pharmaceutical clients, advancing targeted treatments and diagnostics. The Bracken Group, widely recognized for its scientific leadership in the radiopharma space, brings unmatched insights across development, regulatory, and commercialization efforts. This collaboration will focus on enhanced service delivery in areas such as sample processing, logistics, and scientific oversight, all critical components in the complex and highly regulated radiopharmaceutical field. Unlocking entrepreneurial success. Key insights on building a thriving business. Experts from the Entrepreneurship Development Institute are releasing a comprehensive guide that outlines essential strategies for building a successful business. The guide combines insights from industry leaders, research data, and practical tips for aspiring and established entrepreneurs. Topics covered include market research, business planning, marketing strategies, and financial discipline. Dr. Sarah Thompson, president of the Institute, emphasizes the importance of understanding the market and adapting to change. The Institute will also host webinars and workshops to facilitate collaboration and innovation. Whether you're a new entrepreneur or a seasoned business owner, this guide is designed to help you achieve your goals and make a lasting impact in your industry.
Huawei, GA partnership unveils new EV brand. Chinese tech giant Huawei has partnered with GAC Group to create a new luxury electric vehicle brand called Qijing, meaning enlightened realm. This alliance aims to compete in China's growing luxury EV market. The agreement emphasizes realistic development goals based on technology, market readiness, and industry analysis. This move will provide more competition for existing players like Massimo Group, NASDAQ Mamo. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
How federal policies are making healthcare more costly for families. Most American families are very concerned about healthcare costs, and recent policy decisions at the federal level will increase the costs that families have to incur for healthcare. The policy decisions above show that Americans and the entire healthcare system need to brace for tough times in the years to come. It is difficult to imagine how entities like Astiva Health that focus on
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.